听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Believe it or not, your favorite color says a lot about who you are as a person. Favorite colors reveal things about personality. We're also learning that favorite colors say a lot about which jobs suit you best. Today, we'll study more about how colors can direct our careers. Two words we need to be aware of are complement and forum. First, complement, as in your silver necklace complements your black dress very nicely. The second word is forum. Because of the rise in crime, the city council held a forum on public safety. Now it's time to open your magazines and join us for the reading. It starts on the right side of page 39 and line 9. Under the title, What About You?
Can your favorite color determine your perfect job? What about you? So, are you a researcher, creator, social manager, persuader, doer, or organizer?To find out what career path you should be following based on your preferred colors, here are a few examples of what certain choices say about you and the careers and skills that complement them. If you prefer yellow, purple, and white, you're the communicator. You create profitable perspectives, how to break into new accounts or be heard by other employees.By simply identifying a client's point of view, you develop strategies that open doors, even if they had already been shut. Your excellent communication skills can create problem-solving forums. Careers in corporate communications, marketing, or religious occupations work best.
Friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us for our third day of talking about colors and how they can influence the perfect career choice for you. Now, we've been talking about how when you pick certain colors or you're attracted to certain colors, they say certain things about you, and the same thing for colors that you don't enjoy so much. These can all help determine a job that might be a perfect fit for you.
So our article starts outToday by saying, so are you a researcher, that's a person who likes to do research, a creator, that's a person who likes to create things, a social manager, maybe someone who likes to arrange social activities, a persuader, someone who likes to persuade, a doer, one who likes to do, or an organizer?
These are some good questions to start with. Which person are you? Well, to find out what career path you should be following based on your preferred colors, our author gives us several examples of what certain color choices say about you. So maybe it first helps to find out kind of what your personality is. What kind of person are you? If you're a doer or an organizer or a manager, these are many things you can consider when choosing a career path.
Not only what certain choices say about you, but also the careers and skills that complement them. Complement is a word bank word, and when we're talking about something that complements something else, we're talking about something that completes or brings something to perfection. I like to wear jewelry because I think that it complements the outfits that I'm wearing, or it completes the outfits. This is different from giving someone a compliment, like, I like your shirt, Chip.
Thank you very much.
That's spelled differently. So.
Right. It's a different spelling, totally different meaning. And by the way, I want to give you a compliment. That necklace that you're wearing complements your outfit very nicely.
Thank you. Yeah. Very well done, Chip. Great use of both of the words. So a lot of times when talking about colors, we do use the word complement because many colors complement each other. But maybe we haven't thought about how a color could complement our job choice. So stay tuned, friends, because we have some really interesting information ahead, and we want you to start thinking about yourself and those colors that you prefer, and we're going to tell you some things about yourself. Chelsea, we start with the colors yellow, purple, and white. I think it's one primary color, one secondary color, one achromatic color, and maybe if you take the test and you choose these three, we can tell you some things about yourself.
The first thing we can probably tell you is that you're the communicator. You might be a person who enjoys speaking in public situations. Maybe you would be a good teacher or a speaker because you like to communicate and you do it well. So let's learn a little bit more about this. Chip, what do we know about people who like these colors?
Well, our article says that you create profitable perspectives. That's a perspective on that is profitable, that brings profit to your group or company. And it also shows that you might know how to break into new accounts, new places to make money, or be heard by other employees.
So I think it just means you communicate well with others and you're always looking for something new to explain to others or something new to sell. You're probably a good salesperson as well. And our author continues to say, by simply identifying a client's point of view, you develop strategies that open doors, even if they had already been shut. I don't know if either of you know anybody like this, but I've met a few people in my life who, no matter what, they can convince you to either buy something or do something or think something just because they're so persuasive and they have such good people skills.
I think politicians are like that a lot. They speak very well in public and we tend to want to believe everything that they say, even if they're not always right.
Good example. So even if the door has already been shut, somehow they manage to open it up because, Chip, we see they have excellent communication skills, right?
And they have excellent communication skills, and they can create problem-solving forums. Those are forums that exist to solve problems. Now, a forum is usually it's a space or it's a place where people can come together to discuss something. So they might discuss answers to a question or solutions to a problem.
So what are some careers that people might want to get involved in if they like these colors? Well, our text tells us that careers in corporate communications, marketing, or religious occupations work best. I notice that these are all occupations where people would need to feel comfortable communicating with others.
Exactly. They need to be around people, and their main job is communicating with them. Well, we're going to talk about some of the other colors after we take a break, but first, let's watch today's skit.
Colors may not help us find our perfect job.
But colors can help us in a different way.
What do you mean?
Some English phrases use colors to describe people.
Really? What phrases?
Well, if you see red, it means you're very angry.
Oh, seeing red means you're angry.
Yes, and if you are yellow, it means you're afraid.
Yellow means afraid? Really?
Yes.
Any more?
If you're blue, you're feeling sad. And if you're green, you don't have much experience.
That's so interesting. Let's see. If you're seeing red, you're angry. If you're yellow, you're afraid.
That's right. And if you're blue, you're sad. And if you're green, you don't have experience.
Hey, I have the perfect job for you.
What?
You can be an English teacher.
An English teacher?
Hmm.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. Before the break, we looked at the colors yellow, purple, and white, and what they say about the people who prefer them. We've got six more colors to discuss. First, though, let's become familiar with the word analytical, as in Jerry is very analytical, so he really enjoys his high-level math classes. The last word of this lesson is the noun specification. Specification. As soon as the builder received the specifications for the office building, he began the construction. Please join us now as we complete the reading of this article. We're on page 40 in the right-hand column. Let's talk now about red, black, and green.
Can your favorite color determine your perfect job? If you prefer red, green, and black, you're the investor. You know the value of money and resources, as well as the intrinsic worth of each coworker's contributions. Your supportive, yet analytical personality works best in finance, accounting, manufacturing, property management, investment, consulting, product sales, or teaching. If you prefer blue, orange, and brown, you're the activist. Your strong community beliefs and no-nonsense approach improve services for those around you. Occupations where you can improve existing specifications or impact social values work best for you. Consider careers in engineering, building, or developing new programs or companies. Also consider law enforcement, firefighting, social or government work. These are only a few of hundreds of different color profiles. For your own free career evaluation, please visit www.careerpath.com.
We are back, friends, and ready to talk some more about color preferences and what they might say about you and your career choices. Now, before our break, we learned that people who like yellow, purple, and white might be suited for communication jobs. But right now, let's look at our next set of colors, people who prefer red, green, and black. Chip, what do we learn about people who prefer red, green, and black here?
Well, if you prefer red, green, or black, you are the investor. That means that you probably like to invest. And not only invest, that is, give of something, but you like to give things so that they return to you in a larger form. So if you invest money, that means you put money away so that it grows and so that you can earn more money by investing it.
And we see if you like these colors, you understand and you know the value of money and resources. Not just money, but also resources. You understand that it's valuable and that it should be treasured and not just spent unwisely. And then, Chelsea, we see something interesting. Our author says you also know the intrinsic worth of each coworker's contributions.
We define that word intrinsic, it's one of our more information words, as something that is necessary or really essential or important to the real nature of something.
If something is intrinsic, I think of it as being inside you. And if you can see the intrinsic value of somebody's contributions, well, then you can draw out of them like their best behavior or their best assets or their best capabilities.
And also, if you prefer red, green, and black, then your supportive yet analytical personality works best in finance, accounting, manufacturing, property management, investment, consulting, product sales, or teaching. Wow. Now, that is a long sentence. We've got one more information or a word bank word to look at there. Analytical. It says that you might have an analytical personality. What does that word analytical mean?
Well, if you're an analytical person, that means you like to take the bigger ideas and break them down into smaller, detailed portions. And you really look very closely at different sections of different things, and you think very deeply about things. You're a very deep thinker if you're an analytical person.
Exactly. We might say you like to analyze every little detail. People who are good at analytical thinking, or people who have analytical personalities, are often good in jobs in finance or accounting, where they're looking at a lot of numbers and they know exactly what to do with those numbers. But what I think is interesting is also we see here teaching is a good profession for somebody who prefers these colors, maybe because they know how to value people and they really see that it's not just money they're after, but they're putting their investment in people.
That's right. You're putting your investment in your students, and your students are helping the world become a better place. Now, if you prefer blue, orange, and brown, then our article says that you might be the activist. And that means what exactly?
Well, an activist is a person who likes to take action and speak out maybe for something that they believe in. An activist takes action.
Exactly. And we see here that your strong community beliefs and no-nonsense approach improve services for those around you. If you're an activist, then you have strong beliefs about community, and you usually have a no-nonsense approach. That just means you're very practical. You don't put up with a lot of nonsense or silly things. You just want to get the job done.
Okay, so you have a no-nonsense approach to improving things in your workplace. So our article says that you also might like to improve existing specifications. Now, that word specifications is one of our word bank words. A specification is a specific detail that talks about how something works, or a specific requirement that needs to happen in order for something to work.
For example, if you build houses, houses must be built to very specific specifications. There are a lot of details that need to be followed because you want those houses to stand for many years to come.
Right. So if you like improving things like specifications, or you like impacting your society and the societal values, then you should consider a career in engineering, building, or developing new programs or companies. And some other jobs, Chip, we see here are...
And you might also consider law enforcement, that's the police, firefighting, social or government work.
Now, if you found this article as interesting as I have, you can visit www.careerpath.com to find your own profile. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicki, and this is Ken.
Hi, it's good to see you again.
Today, we continue to look at this lesson, which asks the question, can your favorite color determine your perfect job?
Vicki, the title mentions the word job. We also see the word career appear many times in the lesson. So is there a difference between a job and a career?
Well, that's a good question. We usually think of a job as something one does to make money. There is no real attachment to the job. For example, working at a fast food restaurant is just a job. Most people who work there will move on to do other things.
So most people get a job to earn money.
Exactly. And a job tends to be short term.
Okay. What about a career?
Well, a career we can also refer to as a job, but it is regarded as a long-term or lifelong activity rather than a short-term job. It can also refer to someone's professional or general progress in a particular profession.
So a career often requires special training.
That's true. I would say so. Whereas a job may not require any special training or even an education.
I see. 一个 job 跟一个 career 我们可以来做一个区分。Job 是工作。 我们要取得一份 job， 主要是为了赚钱谋生。而 job 往往是短期的，比如说在素食店里面打工，那是一个 job。Career 也可以是你的工作，但是差别在于一个 career 是长期的工作，甚至是一个终身的职业。Career 也可以是指一个人的生涯经历。
Another thing is that people often hold different attitudes between working at a job and working in a career. When you're working at a job, you do what you're told. But when you're in a career, you should go the extra mile, doing tasks beyond your minimum job description.
A job description? What's that?
Well, a job description is the essential activities or the responsibilities associated with a given job.
I see. Job description 并不是要描述你的工作，而是一份工作的内容。如果你去某一个公司面试，你可以问 What's the job description? 这份工作的内容包含哪一些项目？
And now it's time for today's language tips. We'll see you soon.
Bye now.
大家好，我是 Michelle。 首先我们看 intrinsic 这个形容词， in 这个字首有在里面的意思，所以 intrinsic 是指内在的、本质的、真正的或者是固有的。例如 Our intrinsic worth and dignity should not be determined by our accomplishments， 我们真正的价值与尊严不是由我们的成就来决定的。或者是 Her intrinsic goodness makes people trust her and love her， 她内在的良善让人信任她也爱她。继续我们看的是 analytical 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在 ly 这个音节，念成 analytical。 Analytical 是指分析的，例如 Yvonne has an analytical mind that causes her to think deeply about many issues。Yvonne 很有分析的头脑，让他对很多议题有很深刻的思考。或者是 Students are trained to use an analytical approach to solve problems， 学生受训练要用分析的方式来解决问题。最后我们来看的是 specification 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 specific， S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C，特定的或特有的这个形容词，所以名词 specification 是指规格或者是规格的说明。例如 The specifications of each product are listed in the catalog， 每一项产品的规格都列在目录当中。或者是 On Lindsay's first day of work, she was told to read her job specifications very carefully。Lindsay 工作的第一天被告知要仔细的阅读他工作的详细说明。 And time really flies. Make sure you come back next time. See you then. Bye bye.
Can your favorite color determine your perfect job? What about you? So are you a researcher, creator, social manager, persuader, doer, or organizer?To find out what career path you should be following based on your preferred colors, here are a few examples of what certain choices say about you and the careers and skills that complement them. If you prefer yellow, purple, and white, you're the communicator. You create profitable perspectives, how to break into new accounts or be heard by other employees.By simply identifying a client's point of view, you develop strategies that open doors, even if they had already been shut. Your excellent communication skills can create problem-solving forums. Careers in corporate communications, marketing, or religious occupations work best. If you prefer red, green, and black, you're the investor.You know the value of money and resources, as well as the intrinsic worth of each coworker's contributions. Your supportive, yet analytical personality works best in finance, accounting, manufacturing, property management, investment, consulting, product sales, or teaching. If you prefer blue, orange, and brown, you're the activist.Your strong community beliefs and no-nonsense approach improve services for those around you. Occupations where you can improve existing specifications or impact social values work best for you. Consider careers in engineering, building, or developing new programs or companies. Also consider law enforcement, firefighting, social or government work. These are only a few of hundreds of different color profiles. For your own free career evaluation, please visit www.careerpath.com.
If you find the idea of using colors to explain personality and career paths interesting, then you have to visit careerbuilder.com or careerpath.com. Once there, you can take a color test and maybe learn something new about yourself. It's quick, simple, and fun. Next week, we visit the American Culture Corner for an eye-opening lesson on independent children. We look forward to seeing you on Monday for that. For now, all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope that you have a colorful weekend. Bye-bye, friends.